You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, for some reason, possibly because I feel compelled to do this every week, and some weeks are more lazy than others. So this is a fairly lazy week as things go, even though I tend to get more work done when that happens. So I'm calling the show Indolence, and why shouldn't I? It's my show. I can call it, I can call it Larry if I wanted to. We began with the University Six, actually the California Ramblers, Arthur Fields, lots of xylophone in there, played by our Adrian Rollini. So, yes, he was pounding on that, and some bass sax, and we'll hear him again later, mostly on bass sax, but that xylophone is his on Lazy Weather, and that is what it is. You just want to not do anything. 1927, that was on Velvet Tone. Fletcher Henderson on Decca, Hotter Than L, it says there, trying to be, don't mince your oath, it's hotter than hell, and you know it is. 1934, early Decca, and our theme, Willard Robeson with Sam Lennon's I Paint a Troubadour's Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, and smell the indolence, would you? It's time for some languor management, if you want. And if you can forgive that, you'll forgive anything. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., just to give you a moving target. And if you want this or any other playlist, please check out Radiola Blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. If you type Radiola into your search engine, assuming it's Google, it should come right up at the top. Otherwise, you may be searching a while, but you'll know it's my site because... Well, you just will, because it has my name on it, see? That's how you'll know. Here's a record that I was very interested to find, because I'd never heard this side before. I'd heard the other side. This is an early Columbia Electric from 1925. A lot of Red Nichols people in there, and Eddie Lang, oh my goodness. Ross Gorman and his Earl Carroll Orchestra, I guess they were in the Vanities, yes, 1925. I'm Sitting on Top of the World, and this is an amazing arrangement, so no further commentary on my part.
Thank you.
The Ambassadors, that's Lewis Katzman, in a little garden, and that's a nice place to fall asleep, provided you don't have fire ants. It's a good time to fall asleep. 1926, or anything else that might take an interest. Nice chorus. The Halfway House Dance Orchestra, yes, it's that group, and they recorded in New Orleans. Johnny Saba on the vocal, I Want Somebody to Love, 1927. Johnny there sounds a little bit like Al Boley, doesn't he? What a sound. Very nice singer, and I don't think he made anything after that group. But nice to have Albert Bruni's directed, of course. That's on Columbia, original. Ross Gorman also on Columbia. I wouldn't mind a little better copy of this, but this sounded okay, so here it is. I'm Sitting on Top of the World. And that's a nice sound on that. Nice group, 1925. And this is Radiola, and we're trying to get ourselves out of neutral. Maybe into first gear would be nice. We're just trying not to. Sometimes you just have to avoid reality for a while. And though, as much as we are determined to make things happen, sometimes you. You just have to look outside and say, well, this is the weather in which nothing much will occur. And that's except for this show, of course, and that has to work. It's sort of like the if there's no radiola, then I'll get 75 emails from people wondering whether I'm in the hospital. So this is this must be done. Macy and Small, that's Jerry Macy, Ed Small, the Radio Aces, of course. Out in the New Mown Hay, and there's that. Well, I guess you could. That doesn't sound like indolence to me. It sounds like something else. So, watch yourself. 1926.
Yo de yo de yo de yo de yo de yo.
Some horse.
Whoa, Dobbin.
To a little country village went wise young Harry White. He met a farmer's daughter. They fell in love at sight. But the farmhouse was so crowded, they couldn't bill and coo.
At last they got a great idea,
and this is what they do. Every night they sit and spoon out in the new mown hay. No one sees them but the moon out in the new mown hay.
On the old back porch the neighbors gawk,
and the family watches like a hawk.
But they know that cows won't talk
out in the new mown hay. While she gazed into his eyes out in the new mown hay, he'd tell her the darndest lies out in the new mown hay.
They were glad that they were out of sight,
where they could love with all their might.
Now it's crowded every night
out in the new mown hay. Do do de o do do. Every night they hugged and kissed out in the new mown hay. Not a single night they missed out in the new mown hay.
When it rained, they both said, let it pour,
for a raincoat Mary always wore.
She'd been caught in the rain before
out in the new mown hay. Do-de-o-de-o-de-o, do-de-o-de-o-de-o.
Some goat.
Every night there was a party, or else a county fair. Most all the girls and fellows were certain to be there. But Harry and his sweetie would leave them on the sly.
No one knew just where they went,
and here's the reason why. For each falling star they'd kiss out in the new mown hay. Not a single star they missed out in the new mown hay.
I would like a ring from you, she cried, a ring to make me your own bride.
He rang a cowbell by her side
out in the new mown hay. Do-de-o-de-o-de-o, do-de-o-de-o-de-o.
Oh, some cow.
Every summer Mary goes out in the new mown hay. All the cozy spots she knows out in the new mown hay.
In the neighborhood for miles around,
they call her Sun-Kissed Mary Brown.
For she kissed every sun in town
out in the new mown hay. As they cuddled up last night out in the new mown hay, they both got an awful fright out in the new mown hay.
All at once they heard a funny sound.
A bumblebee was buzzing round.
When they love now, they don't sit down.
Out in the new mown hay. Hey, hey, you better keep away from out in the new mown hay.
I stay up till morning greeting the day, feeling so gay. You stay up till morning watching the door, walking the floor. We were once together, chasing around the talk of the town, till one day you threw me down. Tell me who's blue now. You ought to know, you made me go. Who's blue now? You ought to say, you had your way. You drifted far apart from me, you didn't care. You took the very heart of me, you didn't spare me. Who's saying, oh, what a break, what a mistake. Who's paying with many a heartache. Hate you, I don't. Love you, I won't, now that I'm through. Who's blue now? Nobody but you.
I forgot my...
Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra, the whole band singing there on Minnie the Mermaid. And I might have played that on the show before, but that's off the record, yes, 1930. And we'll play the other side of that later on in the show, in the second half. And why shouldn't we? That's certainly appropriate to the season that we are in up here in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly in this region. We're very, very, very lucky to have that kind of weather. I don't know. That's not Spanish moss. That's seaweed. Madeline Beatty, and I've never heard of her, but that's a nice copy on OK, and it's a nice tune. 1928, Who's Blue Now? And I don't know. I'm not holding my breath, though. And Macy and Small, the Radio Aces, Out in the New Mown Hay, 1926. Yes, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not blue. I'm not sure what color I am. I suppose if you took every... I don't think Crayola has one of those, whatever it is. I don't think Fishbelly White is one of their colors. And, yes, I'm Andy Sr., and believe me, it's a paler shade of pale is what it is. Ben Sullivan on Vocalion in 1924. Irving Kaufman singing Charlie, My Boy. And they spell it differently on the label. It's not a, you know, that's what they did. Thank you. The Georgians in 1923, that's from the Paul Specht group, and you had Frank Guarante and a great, great group of musicians there. Very nice band from that larger band, which was also good, but they played very hot stuff indeed. Much hotter sometimes than you would hear from the Virginians, perhaps. So there they are, Henpecked Blues. D. Onivas and his orchestra. It actually says "and orchestra" on the label, but I put his in there just for balance and how I like to do it. The guy's name was actually Savino. He just wrote his name backwards, and then he disappeared. Big Boy, 1924. Now, who did that? There was some cartoon character who did that. I'll get letters on that, too. Big Boy, that was... Russ says that there's very little of interest to interest the jazz enthusiast on these recordings, although I think that's interesting by virtue of the fact that it is a it's a recording of a song that was recorded by the Wolverine. So yes, there is something there to interest the jazz enthusiast, and it's a nice reading of that. Before that, Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman with Charlie My Boy, 1924 on Vocalion. And that's, yes, well, that's good stuff. They spell it I-E, but who cares? Yes, this is Radiola, and we spell it the same way every week. We don't change it much, and we try to keep it somewhat interesting in that regard for ourselves by having... No variety in that, because I'd have to find I was doing a different show than I was actually doing. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to keep myself unconfused here. Here's a recording which I feel is remarkable. Speaking of things that are rather, let's say, not expected in the realm of what you would look for. You think of blues. What do you think of the blues? Well, the blues was a craze in the 1910s. And Collins and Harlan recorded W.C. Handy's Memphis Blues in 1915. And here they are with the Memphis Blues on Columbia.
Folks are just in down in Memphis town. That's where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime and had the grandest time. I went out a-dancing with the Tennessee dear. They had a fellow there named Handy with the band who should hear. And while the white folks gently swayed, all in darkness played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called a Memphis Blues. Oh, that blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair and puts his shoulders for some bowl. And when that big bass tune sank into the trombone, croon, it sounds just like a simmer on revival day. That melancholy scream that ever haunts refrain is like a dark sorrow song. Here comes the fairy heart that wraps itself around my heart. Heart, it takes me a while to hear that loving tune again. The Memphis Blues. Oh, that melody sure appeal to me, just like a mountain stream rippling on and stream. Then it slowly dies with a gentle sigh, soft as the breeze that winds high in the summer pines. Hear me people, hear me, I pray. I'm gonna take a million lessons till I learn how to play, because I seem to hear it yet, simply can't forget that blue refrain. There's nothing like the handy band that played the Memphis Blues so grand. Oh, them blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair and folks he sure to pull some bow. And when that big bass tune seconds to the trombone, croon, croon, it sound just like a sinner on revival day, on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a dark sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps itself around my heart. Heart, it takes me a while to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis
Daddy went away and promised me to ride every night. Now you know how they are when they get away so far. They just can't treat a gal right. Now all I do is sit and wait, thinking his love has turned to hate. I got the mailman blues, just waiting for the news that my daddy's coming home. I've got the mailman blues because my daddy don't choose to let other women alone. Ever since the day when he went away, all I can do is just hope and pray that man I won't lose and he'll get the blues. I got the mailman blues. When a woman gets blue, she hang her head and cry, do 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 do. When a woman gets blue, she hang her head and cry. But when a man gets blue, he catches a train and ride. A man in Memphis, one in Missouri too, do, 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 do. A man in Memphis, one in Missouri too. A man in Memphis don't love me, man in Missouri too. Oh, a black headed woman make a good man leave this town. Do, 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 do. I said a black headed woman make a preacher lay his Bible down. But a red headed woman make a bone spank his pappy down. Yes, yes. I got the mail blues. Oh, I ain't got no good
please flow.
The University Six, that's Arthur Fields singing again, and on Slow River. And I guess anything that's... Well, it goes with the indolence theme, and that was the other side of the one we played at the beginning, 1927 on Velvet Tone. Before that, Lee Morris singing the blues as well, Mailman Blues, 1924. That was, yes, great stuff there. Collins and Harlan, the Memphis Blues, 1915. So it's all terribly interesting. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just trying to find... trying to find words for thoughts that don't exist. Let me put it that way. But I do have a thought here. Brian Wright is an amazing young musician, pianist. Well, he's younger, I should say. He's in his 30s now, I think. But he's amazing and made this a few years ago. Breakin' Notes, it's also available as a 2 LP set, which you may order, and you should order if you want it, and I would recommend it. Here he is recording a newish ragtime piece called The Red Elephant Rag. It was written by another Rivermont recording artist, Martin Spitznagel. So here's The Red Elephant Rag with Brian Wright on piano.